What's up, you guys? Welcome to Disney Movie News. We have a special guest, Chloe East, joining us tonight, and we'll be discussing Zootopia deleted scenes, Rogue One, and Finding Dory. So hold on to your butts.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
No, I think I'm muted.
What's up, guys?
Hi, guys.
Hello, welcome to Disney Movie News on the Popcorn Talk. Be sure to follow Popcorn Talk on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network. I'm hosting tonight. My name is Sarah Snitch, and we have a very special guest with us tonight, Chloe East, from the upcoming film Jessica Darling's It List. What's up?
Also, you guys,
I'm here.
Yeah, you are here, and you're also currently shooting for a show on the Disney Channel.
Yes,
right. Liv and Maddie.
Yep.
I'm sure we have a lot of people watching who love Liv and Maddie.
But it actually, we just wrapped the whole series yesterday.
Oh my gosh!
We'll have so many questions about that in the future. But until then, where can we find you? Because we want to make sure people can start following you right now before we even get into Disney news.
Perfect. Yeah, my Twitter is ChloeEast_. My Instagram is ChloeEast. And my Facebook is Chloe East too, and my Snapchat is Chloe East 11. I love to Snapchat.
And you have a really awesome YouTube channel too. Do you want to throw that one out?
Yeah, that one is Chloe East, and then I also have a vlog channel, which is Chloe East Vlog. So many places. I'm on like every social media.
You can find her everywhere. And you guys, I'm back again this week. My name is Keaton Markey. You guys can find me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. I have a really unique name, so I stole it everywhere. Do you want to dive in? Leo's not here today, but you guys had fun at VidCon this weekend, right?
Chloe was at VidCon too.
I was at VidCon too. It was really fun.
Yeah, your overall feeling of it was good?
Yeah, I went last year too. So this year, I heard there was like 30,000 more people. I could be wrong. Don't even mark my word on that, because I can totally be wrong, but this is what I heard.
There was a lot of people there.
Yeah, there were so many people there. Yeah. But it was really fun.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part has to be when we went to the Bean Boozled booth, and my friend JJ went absolutely crazy when he got the bad Bean Boozled. It's just such a great
memory. Did you try the Bean Boozled booth?
Yeah, I did.
Did you get a good one?
I got a good one. I did.
What flavor?
I think I had the juicy pear.
Oh,
the
green
one. It's a booger, too, and the booger is so bad.
No, like, pear-flavored jelly beans are my favorite, honestly.
You know what? I'm not a fan.
Stop laughing at it. No? I mean, no, at least it's not, like, booger.
Was so excited. I love pear.
I do. Like, I'll go to those candy stores where you can get the different flavors and just, like, fill a bag up with pear.
Really?
I love pear flavor.
See, I like the buttered popcorn.
Really?
That's what my mom and my brother
love.
They love the butter popcorn.
And I like the gross ones people like. I like the, well, I guess toasted marshmallow a lot of people like. But there's this really dark one. I do not know what it's called at all. And there's really dark specks. And it's so good. It's like savory. It's
supposed to be gross.
Like every person that I've had try it, they're like, oh, it's so
I like the grass flavored ones.
I was just going to say I like grass.
I like the baby wipe too. It's so good. It tastes like a baby wipe. I swear. I had it yesterday.
If you come on the show again, I'm bringing you baby wipes. Just a whole thing of baby wipes.
All right. Enough jelly bean talk. This is Disney Movie News.
Sarah, what was your favorite part about VidCon?
Well, I hosted Disney Trivia at the Maker Studios booth, and it was really fun. I didn't participate in the trivia. I just asked the questions, and I was thankful because I would have been too stressed out, I think. But I learned some stuff because I didn't write the trivia. Maker did. And so a lot of it I knew. But some of it I didn't. Like, you guys want to guess, how many calories are in a turkey leg at Disneyland?
I'm going to go higher. 700.
I'm going to do prices right, but I'm going to go low. I'm going to say 350.
So
720.
720 is my favorite number!
You're the next contestant on the Price is Right.
That's a really high favorite number.
Actually, Price is Right was my favorite show. I'd watch it every single morning in 7th grade and until now, and I'd record every single episode. I don't think I missed an episode of Price is Right. It's my favorite show, even the old ones.
And you should
go on it.
Yeah, you should go on it.
Yeah.
So, you're in the Drew Carey age. You don't remember the Bob Barker
right.
age.
I mean,
do you?
I did watch some of Bob's Price is Right.
Bob's.
He's my friend. He's my friend. It's like Samuel L. Jackson. If you just call him Sam, it's like your friend.
Yeah.
Like Sam. You know Sam. Sammy.
Sammy Jackson.
But yeah, so I watched some of his.
That's amazing. So to start us off on the saddest note of all time, there's a new deleted scene released from Zootopia.
Oh no.
It's literally so sad. It's called The Taming Party. And it comes from, like, an older version of Zootopia that they definitely went away from because, well, you'll see. We'll watch a small portion of it now and get your tissues ready because it's super sad. Do we have it lined up?
Yeah, we do. We do. We have it lined up. Hello, angels.
I feel like...
And Zootopia is my favorite Disney animated film.
Oh, get ready to cry.
Oh, Lord. I'm a crier, too.
With this caller, Zootopia welcomes you.
With this caller, Zootopia welcomes
Baby
me.
Baby bear.
With this caller, Zootopia celebrates you.
With this caller, Zootopia celebrates me.
With this caller, Zootopia accepts you.
No.
With this caller, Zootopia accepts
you. Everyone in the chat's like, oh no. Oh,
that big bear is... Oh no. Oh no.
What's gonna happen, guys?
Oh no.
I don't know.
Putting a collar on him. Looks pretty sad.
What's wrong, Papa?
Oh no.
Nothing. Papa is just happy for you.
Oh no, you're not. You're
I don't know why they throw parties for this.
Oh my god.
I know. Just wait.
Is it... Morris.
I'm scared.
Oh. Morris.
Mm-hmm.
No.
What?
Keaton's like, what just happened?
A shock collar.
Everyone in the chat's like, no, Boris, no.
My God.
All right, so
go. That's
it. There's a little bit more before the part we started out. It's a long clip, so if you want to see the whole thing, just Google Taming Party. But basically, there was, I guess, is a version of Zootopia where all of the predators wore
shock collars.
No.
Very dark. It's pretty...
Oh my gosh!
I understand why they took it out of the movie.
Yeah, probably see why too.
Yeah, so, and then you see Nick is wearing one. So it's like, we knew that that wasn't the place that they went in our movie that we saw because Nick doesn't wear a collar. But yeah, it's really, it's like, why would you even throw a party for that kind of thing if you're so sad about it? You know? Right. You guys are so disturbed. It's like, you don't even know what to say about it. It's like, I watched it hours ago. I've digested it. I'm ready to talk. You guys are like,
I'm still processing.
I know. It's really sad.
Like, what? Like, no. It's
yeah. Cool. So how do you think that would have played into, like, the original, like, if they had gone that way? It's weird to think because they had this whole plot line where the predators go savage.
Yeah, right.
But then this indicates that there would have been a time that, like, they had always been afraid of predators in Zootopia, you know? And that they weren't accepted unless they were wearing these collars. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you said Zootopia is your favorite movie. What do you think about this?
This idea is so different and, like, confusing me.
You're like, I'm happy with what we got.
I'm happy with what I have at Zootopia. Yeah, it definitely would go down a darker road.
Yeah.
Even, like, Zootopia, watching it the normal version it is, I still even think it's pretty dark for an animated film. So to go even darker...
Well, and it also is kind of a little bit of a commentary on being watched and, like, controlled by the government. And, like, having to limit how you're almost your freedom of speech. Because he was just giggling and laughing.
Yeah, he just got too excited.
Shocked.
Yeah.
Oh, My goodness.
Anyway, let's move on to happy
stuff.
Well,
that was dark happy.
On that note.
Chloe, are you a Star Wars fan at all?
You know, I saw the new Star Wars, and I really liked it. And I love Daisy Ridley and Rey, and I'm obsessed. But I haven't gone back down to watch all of it. My brother, after he saw the new Star Wars, he went back and watched all of it in one night. And I was...
Pace yourself.
Yeah, so I haven't... I went back to watch all of them yet, but I am a Star Wars fan. Mm-hmm. I cannot ace a trivia question. I can tell you that. But Yeah, I do love Star Wars.
Well, what's cool about The Force Awakens is it got so many people into Star Wars who weren't into it before.
A whole new generation.
I totally agree, too. And girls, too.
Yeah. Daisy Ridley, like, being, like, the lead of a Star Wars movie is pretty incredible.
Well, we have a female leading Rogue One as well.
Yes, and that is what I wanted to discuss, because we heard by last week, I think, I wasn't here, but, like, that Darth Vader is going to be in Rogue One.
Yes.
But it was confirmed that James Earl Jones, who was the original voice of Darth Vader, will be returning as the voice of Darth Vader. So that's awesome. I was reading a little bit into it, and they say that Darth Vader's not necessarily going to be a huge part of the story, but the part that he's in is super powerful.
Can you just record James Earl Jones reading the dictionary so forever we will have his voice, no matter, because he's getting old, and it's scary.
Yeah.
Like, I met him...
So you can just, like, robot his voice together.
I know, right? I met him, like, 5 or 6 years ago, and he was really old. Like, older than I anticipated him being.
Oh, my goodness.
And it really stressed me out, because, like, you see him on TV, and you're like, look at you, James. You're just spunky guy. Like, you're holding it together. But a lot of it is smoke and mirrors.
Oh, no.
I was like, no.
Yeah. Also, Mufasa.
I know.
I forgot he's the voice of Mufasa.
I didn't know that.
Oh, if you, cool. Like, listen to Darth Vader in your head, and then listen to Mufasa.
Right. Oh, I just had, like, a revelation.
My goodness, you're learning so many things.
So many things.
Luke. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for Rogue One.
I don't need to know.
Like, so the angels are saying he plays all the dads, good and bad. True.
And the bad guys, The Sandlot. Have you seen The Sandlot?
Mm-mm.
I'm going to just give you a list of movies that, like, your generation, you should share with all of your friends.
Right. I actually, me and my dad, we wrote down a huge, or my dad and I wrote down a huge list of, like, all these movies we want to watch. And we haven't gone through most of it, but there are movies I really want to see. I'm, like, a hardcore cinephile. So give me a movie and I'll watch it. Either that night or
Sandlot.
That week.
Sandlot.
I have, like, so many gaps in my movie knowledge, and Leo makes fun of me all the time. So, like... It happens, I know, but it happens to everybody. Like, I haven't seen The Godfather. I haven't seen, like, whatever.
I have not seen The Godfather either.
Okay, so. But I feel better now.
It's just, like, it's too scary.
It's pretty long, too.
Too much gore.
Yeah, I don't like
violence. I heard about the horse head, and I don't like it.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty excited for Rogue One. I'm more excited for Episode 8, just because I want to see what happens in the future. I care less about what happened before. Like, we've already seen it.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Like, I stay updated on IMDb, like, when they're, you know, in development and, you know, new cast members pop up.
So. Yeah. I much prefer it when we have Episode 8 news, but there is none of we have to deal with Rogue One news. Leo would yell at me if I was bashing Rogue One and he was here, but...
I'm excited for Rogue One. I think it's going to be a very different feel on a Star Wars film. Yeah. I don't think it's going to feel like any of the Star Wars films that we've seen so far, but it's going to be in that universe. I think it's going to be a fun take. It's going to be like when the third Harry Potter movie came out, and we were all like, whoa, this is not Chris Columbus. Who is this?
Yeah.
This is weird. This is really artsy and stuff.
Yeah. Oh my God, that movie.
And dark.
And dark. Yeah. Anyway, Chloe, let's talk about you.
Oh.
Let's talk about you. So your new movie is called Jessica Darling's It List.
Right.
So tell us a little bit, like, I am really excited about this movie for a few reasons, but I want to let you talk about it first before I tell you, like, what I love about, like, what's going on with this movie.
Oh, yeah. Jessica Darling's It List. It's actually a series of books, I don't know if you know, by Megan McCafferty, and she's a really good author, and she actually wrote the books backwards. Mm. So, you know, she started from the oldest Jessica and went down with the series to go to the younger Jessica, and then right now, the movie that came out, I'm playing the youngest Jessica. And
that's cool.
Yeah, so it's really cool, and it's about Jessica going through the middle school. She's just, you know, coming into middle school and going through all the trials, and her sister Bethany gives her an it list of, you know, how to, it's like a cheat sheet to middle school to have, you know, the most success, and she goes through, and I'm actually just gonna leave you with that because I don't want to spoil anything for people who haven't seen it, but she does get tossed and turned. And
well, and you have, so you have two older brothers in real life.
I do.
Did, and you are not in seventh grade anymore, you are actually 15 years old, 14.
15? I'm 15.
Yeah, you're 15.
Going into 10th grade.
Going into 10th grade. Did your brothers give you any advice before you went into middle school, or did you kind of just have to go rogue?
Well, no, because my brothers are 3 years older than me. Mm. So, well, actually, one's 3 years, and then the other's 3 years older than that brother, so 6 years. And no, they actually didn't give me. I kind of just felt I was homeschooled starting middle school, so I actually have no actual going to school middle school experience. So I was on my own on my computer with my online teacher, which is great, but it was so cool when I got to, you know, film going to middle school, because I didn't get to go to middle school. I went to elementary school, but I didn't get to go to middle school, and it was cool because I don't have a sister either, and then I got to have a sister, and it was kind of everything that I didn't have, I could have.
That's awesome.
So one of the things I love about this is that it's like a total YouTuber takeover.
Yeah.
So I love that it's increasingly common to have YouTubers be in mainstream media, and mm-hmm. I know that must be really exciting for you as a YouTuber, so I don't know if you have any thoughts about that, but that's what I was excited about.
Well, actually, my acting does come before YouTube.
Yeah.
And I'm so passionate about making videos and everything that goes around acting, you know, the cinematography, like everything to do with going into making a film, I'm so into. Like, I get all into it. I'll even, you know, watch 35 millimeter films at my favorite movie theater, New Beverly Cinema.
You are a cinephile.
You are a cinephile.
I am. You could get me going. Once I'm there,
it's really awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. New Beverly Cinema. Favorite movie theater ever. And I haven't gone to the Egyptian Theater, but I'm planning on seeing Jaws there this Friday.
Nice.
I missed The Shining, but I definitely missed that. But
that's another movie. I've seen it parts of it, but I won't sit down and watch it because it scares me.
And I didn't see Jaws till like way late in life.
Jaws, I remember I was at a sleepover when I was in the fourth grade, and the mom put on Jaws, and it scarred me for the rest of my life.
Oh my
like
God.
When it comes to scary movies, and especially like, and I love the ocean and I go swimming and I go surfing and stuff, but like sharks, they freak me out.
Yeah, I remember seeing it, I don't even know how old it was. I was probably in fourth or third grade and seeing it, but now when I watch it again, I just notice how, you know, the shark is not as cool as I imagined it when I was in third grade.
Oh my God.
But
yeah.
I love it.
So how long did it take to film this movie?
You know what? I think it was a pretty quick shoot. Yeah. I think it took a little over a month, I
nice.
Would say.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was really cool because we filmed at a school, like an actual school, wasn't a set, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fun. Were any of the students, like, there?
No, they weren't there. I wish. That'd be cool. We did have some turtles that we got to play with, so I guess there's.
I'm like,
did you guys shoot in
movie.
L.A.?
Yeah, we shot.
What school did you shoot at?
It was one in Marina. Oh. I don't know what it's exactly called, but it was in Marina. Yeah.
I always love, like, in the Venice High School is where they shot Grease. So
oh,
whenever
right.
I go by Venice High School, I'm always like, yeah! Because it's like, it
that's
looks
so funny.
The same.
I feel like I knew that, but I forgot. But it's really funny.
If you ever done a Venice in your
you're
class,
like, oh my
you're
God.
Like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
I recognize that. So, and you just wrapped on your Disney,
Maddie.
Yeah,
Liv
and Maddie. And what was it like, kind of working on that show? And like, you are now, like, do you realize like where you are now? You are like, you could be like Hilary Duff.
I know.
Like,
yeah.
You are amongst the elite when it comes to like these.
We're gonna
young
say we knew
female.
You when.
Yeah. What did it feel like when you booked that role? And tell us a little bit about that role.
Well, when I booked it, it was 2 days before my birthday? No, it was actually the day before my birthday, and I was actually going to start filming on my birthday.
That's
which
exciting.
Which is kind of cool. And, yeah, so I got the call that I got it, and I was just so excited because I know the show, I know everyone on it, and it's one of those shows that I've genuinely, like, really loved, and I go, you know, filming on the show, I couldn't love it more. Just the people, just everyone there from the 80s to the directors we have, and the people, just the people are the best people. The set teachers.
So awesome.
It was just the hardest thing to, you know, go, you know, to the wrap party and wrapping up the whole series. It was so hard for everyone because everyone, they always play We Are Family when we do a live show.
Aww.
So it's just, we really are family, and it's just been, it's amazing.
I would so cry sweet. Every live show.
I know, right?
Oh, my gosh.
No, there was so much crying on the last day. Dave Cove, the first AD, he would come over. He had a box of tissues on a string. And during every single day, he would come by with the tissues. Like, going through, everyone's going to take one. Like, yeah, it's normal.
That's incredible. That sounds like there couldn't be a better experience than that.
Oh, my gosh, I don't think so.
It's the best.
I know.
There's nowhere but down from here.
That's what Joey said in his. He did like a little speech, and he's like, "This has been so amazing. I mean, I guess it's downhill from here." Oh my god!
No, he said that. We have so many fans of the show in our chat room. They're all so excited you're here. Yeah,
sorry.
They want to know who your favorite Disney princess is.
Ooh, my favorite Disney princess would probably be Ariel.
Why?
Why? Because she's a mermaid. Yeah. And I actually, I was so obsessed with mermaids, I even bought a mermaid tail. Like, one to, like, go in my pool.
What color?
It was sparkly and pink.
Oh, nice.
And it was, yeah, I got it with the pink. And, yeah, it was actually working, and we took all these videos, and it's really cool. And I wish I had red hair, too, so.
Oh, yeah.
Ariel has it all. And I love the songs. Okay? Continue.
Can you tell us about the role you play in Love and Maddie?
You know what's... I don't know if I'm allowed to, so I'm not going to say a whole lot, most of my storyline is with Parker on the show, so if people know the show, they know Parker, which is Tenzin, and yeah, I guess I'll just leave you with that.
Oh my god, people are going to be like, what?
You heard it here first.
You did.
People were asking if you took anything from set, like to remember it by.
Well... That, you know, always work isn't always work. It could...
Sure.
It's fun. It's just, you can really see, like, people who love what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so amazing not to, you know, take things too seriously. It's okay to, you know, mess up and, you know, have fun. And that's really what it's all about. And it was amazing. I can't stop saying it.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Where did they shoot that?
We filmed... At Hollywood Center Studio.
Okay.
Yeah. Really fun.
Awesome. Are you reading any questions?
Looking at questions.
It's like it's all moving so fast.
So I know we were talking a little bit before we came into the studio, but you got to go to the BFG premiere. I just saw BFG.
I haven't seen it.
What did you think about the BFG? And tell us a little bit about being at the premiere and now, because you're like a part of the Disney family now.
Yeah.
Well, I absolutely loved BFG. It has to be like one of my favorites. It was really cool because right before, like I said, like we talked before, I saw Steven Spielberg and it was so amazing. I didn't go over and take a picture because I'm like, I was too... I don't know. I was kind of too scared. And
playing it cool.
Didn't really.
Playing it cool.
It's okay. Meet him when you work with him.
I took my phone and I just kind of started recording. And I took my Snapchat, started zooming in on his face all over Snapchat.
With that emoji that's like,
yeah. I said, I just passed him. So afterwards, when I went in, I was just so like pumped up for this movie, and it was like better than I could have imagined, and so like I loved the little girl in it, and the giants, which were on this show, which is really cool, and yeah, I just think it was so cool and so funny. In the middle of the movie, it was hilarious.
It took like a left turn, like so, like
yeah, you're
I'm
like
excited now.
You're like watching this movie and you're like, it's magical. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's getting dark, and then I'm like, where are they gonna go with this? Like, how are they gonna do this? And then all of a sudden, just like they take a left turn, and you're like, is this real life? And then like it really helped the pace because I felt like the first part of the film got
it was kind of slow.
It was very very Spielberg-esque.
Mm.
Slow, and then he picks it up, but the big friendly giant looked just like my grandfather, and it made me like even the expressions he made in his face, minus the huge ears.
Cool.
But he looked, I have a picture I'm gonna make like a side by side, but he looked just like my grandpa.
Well,
so
he was Mark Rylance, right?
Well, and he didn't look that much like Mark Rylance, but yeah, he looked so much like my grandpa. And the little girl, literally a clone of Drew Barrymore from E.T.
It's creepy.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, okay, well, Spielberg obviously has a type.
Yeah.
So I loved her short hair. I think
she's
so
super
cute.
Yeah.
I saw her there, too, so I got to see everyone in person. Not everyone, but I did get to see her in person. And she's so cute. She had her hair, like, the same way in the cute little red dress.
Aww.
I like short hair.
You guys are making me excited to see it.
You should
not
be.
Short hair.
I had to like go you see like it
by myself.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's fine. No, I've never gone to see a movie by myself. And I went to see it by myself because I had somebody who was coming with me and last minute she couldn't get out of work and said, that's fine. I'm going to go sit and watch this Disney movie and I'm going to enjoy it. And I really did. It was cool to watch by myself.
It's always fun to go to the LCAP.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So much.
Wait, that was my first time ever going there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did they do the organ show?
Yes, they did.
So cool.
Wait,
you were at a different one.
I was at a different
they
one.
They do have the special screenings really cool. too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's so great. It's probably the same guy every time, right?
I think
best
it is.
Job in the world, yeah. Just being the organist at the El Capitan Theater.
And his shoes were all rhinestone, too.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
He had a rhinestone jacket when I saw him.
What?
Yeah. Well, rhinestone shoes
sequins. Yeah. So what do you have coming up beside the movie, beside the TV show? What do you got going on? What's coming up in your life?
So, actually, Liv and Maddie will be coming out in fall, nice. Which is really exciting. And then I'm also working on a clothing line.
Oh, my gosh. your dance pictures.
It's actually, a dance tour line with the Joffrey Ballet, which is really cool because I love the Joffrey Ballet. And I've always... You know, I've been dancing since I was 2.5, and every year my dream would be to go to the Joffrey Ballet. And I actually think I'll be attending to one of the intensives this year. I hope.
Ooh, your interests are so unique.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, you're such a cool person. You're like, I love movies and dance, and I'm doing, like, both. Like, I'm involved in both.
But, like classic movies and, like, classical dance.
Film scores are my favorite.
You can tell she knows what she's talking about when she's like, I wanted to see The Shining. It's like, what? You love film scores? Who's your favorite composer?
Ennio Morricone.
I don't know who that is. I'm like, Michael
I've heard
Giacchino.
The name.
He did The Hateful Eight, and it's so good.
Did you see The Hateful Eight?
Of course. I've seen it 5 times. I saw it 2 times at New Beverly Cinema in 35mm. It wasn't on 70mm, but I did see it at 70mm at the Arclight Cinema, like, the day it came out. It was a roadshow, and they had the... it could go
She's
on forever.
Wild. Like...
It was really cool. It was really
cool. You are so cool. Like, you are so cool.
I feel super
And so, I guess
dumb.
That's your favorite Tarantino film.
It actually is my favorite Tarantino film. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite director?
Tarantino.
Okay, there you go.
Really? So
that's
you like the blood, guts, and gore. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
I don't. I only watch movies. No, I swear, no, I don't always only watch movies, but I mostly watch movies.
Yeah.
Favorite
I try
movie.
To watch a movie every night.
Every night?
Hateful Eight.
You watch a movie every night?
I try to, yes.
Have you watched one already today?
Oh, I haven't. But I think I'm going to watch The Lobster tonight.
I've heard that was really interesting. Okay, I want to go see that really, really bad because all my friends who are super cinephiles like
yeah.
me went to see it. And they're like, this is like such a cool movie
cool,
and I
cool.
haven't gotten to see it yet.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's saying she's cooler than all of us. Most awesome 15-year-old ever.
Yeah.
No.
She's done more with her life than I ever will. So cool.
I get attached to things. It's so weird.
I feel like I've done nothing with my life now. Oh my God. Same.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just watch Disney movies over and over and over. Same ones.
So, when it comes to your, like, dancewear and, like, what kind of stuff are you trying to design? Like, where do you think, like, what do you think's missing in the market that you wish there were more of that you're trying to include more in your line?
Always comfort.
Always comfort?
That's nice.
Yeah. The comfier, the better. Honestly. Yeah, I'm actually also shooting with Misbehave Girls, their Misfit fitness wear line. I did shoot with them last week, yes, and it was, all their stuff is really comfy, so I'm like, yes, like, my prayers have been answered. Everything's so comfy and flexible, and you could, you know, I could sleep. I actually have slept in their leggings before, because they're just so comfortable.
You're talking about comfort, and yet you're on point.
Yeah, I am.
Which is, like, the least comfortable thing. I quit ballet as soon as I was put on point. I was like, no, I'm done.
No? I love point. Actually, point's kind of comfortable. Like, once you're, like, you know?
No, she's like, no, I don't know.
No. Sometimes. Well, yeah, when I did the Nutcracker, we had crazy schedule with on point, and that was, like, so horrible. Just I think we did like 6-hour rehearsals, and it was just like bam, 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 like everything. And I was doing Chinese, and like everything was just so hard. But it was fun. It was so worth it. I miss the Nutcracker. I miss being in it.
Do you want to like study ballet all the way up, or do you want to focus more on acting? Like, what's kind of, you have all these amazing interests. Like, what's the dream? You're so young, you can do anything!
No, seriously, you're, like, so at it, yeah.
I would say acting is my number one priority. I mean, but I don't know if I could choose one, though.
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't have to choose.
Do it all.
You're a renaissance woman.
Seriously.
I don't know. I love YouTube and so much, too. But I love making and creating. So, you know, even if it's, like, creating characters. And just recently when I started, like, planning my new YouTube video, I went on in this little free software script maker, and I started writing a script for it. And that was cool because I got to do the stage directions and the...
She's wild.
And
yeah.
It was really fun. And, like, now I'm like, ooh, I want to write more things.
Mom and Dad, what is your schedule like to keep up with this one? Like, seriously. Do you ever sleep? Does she ever sleep?
No, I don't sleep ever.
To sleep, but sometimes at like in the morning, like she'll say she did all this stuff, and I'm like, when did you do this?
And she's like, in the last hour.
Or look at her Snapchat.
Oh yeah, you check my Snapchat. Yeah.
I just finished a movie, and now I'm finishing filming. It's like 2:30, so
yeah, I love watching movies at night.
Well, not when she's filming.
I'm a night owl. Oh my gosh, I'm so bad at waking up early, but I'm forced to for like, you know, going on set early,
yeah.
Like 6:30 a.m. Like, oh, it's so hard.
You're like, I just went to bed.
Yeah, I know, right? I know.
Well, that's great. That's what's great about YouTube is, like, you're working, you're doing all these amazing things in film and TV, but then you don't have to ever stop creating.
Right.
You can just keep making whatever you want all the time. So it's like, you really are never stopping.
In dance, you get to create things, too.
Yes.
Like, I self-choreographed a dance called Vol de Lem. And
I thought you should just say Voldemort, and I'll be like, yes, Harry Potter!
No. It was actually my last solo. No. So I actually did another solo, but it was another self-choreographed one on point that I got to do for a charity event. But I think my favorite, you know, self-choreographed piece was Vol de Lem. It is on YouTube if you want to check it out.
I am just blown away by you. Have you seen Finding Dory yet?
No, but I've seen the baby Dory, and I want to cry about
how
cute
baby Dory.
I've been begging my dad and my mom to go see Finding Dory. We were at the Grove, and I was like, Mom, we're going to see Finding Dory. We are. And then she was too tired, and then we couldn't go, but
well,
I'm determined to see it.
I've seen it twice, and I fell asleep the first time because I went to Dory After Dark, and the first one started at 10:30, and then the second one started around 2:00. And I was on East Coast time, and Finding Nemo is long.
Yeah.
And I tried to sleep through Finding Nemo so I could stay awake for Finding Dory.
Yeah.
No, it backfired. So I saw it again, and it was wonderful.
I love the baby Dory clip. I can't just like I've watched it so many times. I've shown everyone I know. I just think it's the cutest little big eyes.
I know, like her whole body is eyeballs.
I like sand squishy.
So it actually broke U.S. records for highest grossing animated film.
I'm not surprised.
It's interesting because, like, it's such a good year for Disney. Like, Zootopia made so much money. Highest debut, specifically. The previous record holder, though, was Shrek 3.
What?
I know.
Really?
I was like,
Shrek
what?
Shrek 3? No way. I would never guess
that. Was that with JTT as the voice?
Yes.
That's why
Shrek 3 is actually really good.
That's why
Shrek 3 is good. I know, I love Shrek.
Justin Timberlake.
But it's funny, but technically more people went to see Shrek, but with inflation this one made more money.
Mm-hmm.
But what's crazy is Dory made more in the first weekend than Good Dinosaur made in its entire theatrical run.
And I love the Good Dinosaur.
You liked it?
I thought it was really sad, though. I started crying.
Yeah, I liked it. I also thought
it
was sad.
Every Pixar film.
Yeah. They all make you cry.
Yeah.
So Pixar must feel really good about themselves because they
made it back.
Yeah. It's like Inside Out obviously did super well, and then Good Dinosaur was like.
My YouTube video is kind of inspired by Inside Out. Inside Out.
Yeah.
Ooh. Kind of.
I love Inside Out.
You will see.
I love Inside Out.
Oh my gosh, I love it too.
You've seen Finding Dory, right?
Yeah.
So good. Well, Lee and I, we couldn't talk about it last week because our Giants had not seen it.
We'll talk about it next week. Yeah.
So,
great.
Finding Dory again, guys. Come back and tune in next week for our analysis of Finding Dory as long as we
I'll
have
be watching,
a
I'll
guest.
Be watching.
That.
Oh my God, you're so good.
No, you should come in the chat too.
I feel like.
Yeah, I will. I'll be on the chat, of course. I'm going to come, like, this will be my new routine.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh my gosh, yes! I love love hearing all these facts.
Oh, cool.
It's really cool.
Thanks.
We love it.
I'm like going to have to see it again because by next week I won't remember like anything about the movie.
It holds up the second time. Even if you slept through it the first time, it still holds up. Still holds up.
And I didn't get to see the whole short beforehand because I came in a little late. Piper short.
Oh my god, that short is so good.
Do you like
good.
Pixar shorts?
I like them a lot. Yeah, I do. I really, really like them.
Mm-hmm.
Like
it's storytelling at its finest, those shorts. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's so cute. I think it's my favorite. I love the Lava short.
Mm-hmm.
That was like my favorite, like for forever. This is the best. It's so good.
Lava was before Inside Out?
I had a dream.
The volcanoes. My favorite Pixar short is La Luna, which was before Brave.
I feel like I've...
It's where they're sweeping the moon.
Yeah, I did see that one. I loved Brave too. Okay, I do not dislike a Pixar film, so...
What about Cars 2?
Did I see Cars 2? I did see the first Cars, but I don't think I saw the second Cars.
I'm like, I hate Cars 2. It's fine. It's just...
I didn't see it.
Totem pole.
Nobody talked about it anymore.
Planes, yeah.
That's
planes,
not real.
Yeah.
Planes tried to jump on that Pixar train, but it's not real Pixar.
So there is a Planes.
Planes is a movie that Disney made in the style of the Cars movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. Don't worry about it. But you, Elena of Avalar. Let's talk about her.
Sorry,
I just jumped right into that.
She is a new princess, and we are running out of time, but this is very important. She is awesome. I'm not going to watch, like, Disney Junior. Like, I...
Well, did you... Have you ever watched Sophia the First?
Yes, when I babysit.
I've seen commercials, but I haven't actually seen Sophia the First.
I've seen a few episodes, but the success of Sophia the First is part of the reason why they're doing this show, and it's awesome because she's going to be the first Hispanic Disney princess.
Yeah.
And, I mean, let's watch the teaser together. It's super short.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even realize we got a teaser.
Mm-hmm.
Experience the unforgettable. Introducing Elena of Avalor.
There she is.
Coming this summer to Disney Channel.
I just wanted everyone to see her.
It's very, it feels very Frozen.
Really?
Just the animation feels very Frozen-esque and, like, the style of her and...
The music and the sets and and everything is going to be super Latin-inspired, which is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
Yeah, people are so stoked about it, so I'm stoked about it. It's like, I would never be like, I'm going to watch Disney Junior, but, like, I might.
I might just turn it on.
Yeah. You never know what I'm going to be attached to next.
Have you ever done voice acting?
Oh, I did do, I've auditioned for a lot of voiceovers, not a ton in my life, but, like, when I first signed with an agency, I went out on a couple of them. And I actually went to a voiceover camp with my teacher, Sue Boyajian. I love her name, Sue Boyajian. And it was really fun, and I really wanted to do more voiceovers. So maybe I'll do more voiceovers in the future.
Yeah, sounds fun.
You have a good voice.
Really good. Oh, thank you.
Do you sing at all?
I'm
just curious.
I sing Hamilton.
Oh my god,
yeah,
everyone's asking.
Talking about Hamilton.
Really?
I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't know. But everyone's like, ask her if she likes Hamilton. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to put her on the spot.
Are you kidding me? I saw it. I flew to New York just to see it. I booked my flight at 2 o'clock. On a flight at 4.
It?
Yes. Yes, I did.
I was in New York 2 weeks ago, and, like, really? I couldn't get tickets, so I just went outside the theater, and I saw Ham for Ham. So when Lin-Manuel came out, it was, after the Tonys, I was dying.
Yeah,
I know.
Everyone's and freaking he's out. Leaving the show
I know.
July 9th.
They
so
filmed it
before.
Last night,
so
though.
I did.
They filmed it, and they're going to
put
it on Big
Right. I did hear that, too. That's really cool.
Everyone's
it was
goals.
So amazing.
Hamilton, bless. Oh, my God.
Hamilton!
What was it like?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't think...
What were your seats?
I had center orchestra seats.
Oh, my God.
And my dad pulled it off. I was like, I couldn't believe it.
Living
because
the dream.
We got the tickets the day of the show. Because my dad's... My dad's friend is a ticket guy, and he could get tickets for a lot of things, and he...
Sounds like your dad's in the mob.
My
My dad has this ticket guy.
Yeah, he has this ticket guy. And, you know, he got us Justin Bieber tickets one time, too.
Oh, I read online that you're a believer.
I am a believer, yeah. Very much. And but more of a Hamilton. Throwing some shade. No, but I really, like, I have a Hamilton fan page called The Hamlet Papers.
The Hamlet Papers?
Yeah, I do.
That's awesome.
What is your favorite song? Do you have to memorize?
My favorite song is probably Satisfied, or I love the Cabinet 2 battle. I love The World Was Wide Enough.
I want to be your best friend.
I know, oh my God.
I love so many. I feel like I'm missing, like, my... Oh, I love Washington on Your Side, too. But I really love Satisfied.
So. Everyone is flipping out. Be or be dead. What even? I'm dying. Can I be friends with your dad's friend? Okay, by what?
Who is this ticket guy?
Oh
my that's gosh. Awesome. You just, like, came in here and, like, we're like, I'm everything that you love.
I'll never be
so
sad.
It's so awesome.
Oh my God, I could start singing
so,
with.
So this is what it feels like. Some not your love, because they catch it's a feeling of freedom, seeing the light. Ben Franklin with the key and the kite. You see it, right? The conversation lasts 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes. Everything we said, total agreement to 3 minutes.
I'm waiting for the comments to
I know
be like,
every single.
They're
every single
one. Freak.
Oh,
people are like, following.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. You need to start, like, oh my gosh, just like.
The president is gonna bring the nation to the blink. I'm meddling in the middle of a military mess.
So she raps? Just,
yeah.
She does everything, you guys.
What
she does
she
everything.
Do? Seriously.
Oh my gosh. I love
Bye.
The
oh my God. She's perfect.
Oh my God.
Dead.
Helpless is so good, too.
Oh, I love Helpless.
Oh my God. I like the Skylar sisters, though.
Oh, yeah.
Work.
Yeah. Look around. Come look at me.
This is not Disney at all, but it's
fine.
So
everyone's
good.
Loving
Everyone.
It.
Well, actually, Lin-Manuel Miranda is actually doing some Disney.
Go.
Okay, this is a Disney tie-in.
Yep.
He's doing the new
Tell him.
Mary Poppins. I don't want to say
too.
It wrong.
No, you're right.
You're doing
okay,
it.
I wasn't even going to say that because he's also doing the soundtrack for Moana.
Yes.
Yep.
I was going to say that, too.
But he is going to be in the Mary Poppins remake.
So he's going to be part of the Disney family. Too.
Right. Yeah, he's working.
He's cool.
Yeah. Work. Something for some- yeah, work!
Yeah. I'm so excited that, like, he's everywhere. And
he's
I'm so,
so
excited
great.
For Moana because he's writing it. You know?
Yeah,
like,
the songs are going to be so good.
Yeah.
So good.
I can't
wait. I cannot
wait.
I cannot wait.
I was like, okay, like, let's get through Dory so that I can see Moana already. Like, that's kind of how I felt about Dory.
Moana! The Rock as a character.
Exactly.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yes. Yes. Is there anything else that you want to talk about?
Yeah.
We're running out of time a little bit. Is there anything?
Well.
I mean, obviously, you're going to be joining us in the chat every week, so if there's anything...
Oh, of course.
You,
it
always
I'll be
will
there.
Look for you, and if there's anything you want us to throw out, we obviously will, so just kind of message us
yeah.
while you're in the chat.
I don't think there's anything I need to throw out there unless you have anything.
I don't know.
Watch
I want to be
everywhere.
Your best friend.
My favorite color is pink.
There you
I
go.
Really like
pink.
Pink. Actually, no, it's blue.
Oh, wow.
Your color's blue.
Hold the phone.
And my favorite number is 720.
720, yeah.
Really good number.
Right, yeah. 720.
20. Sarah, what's your favorite color and favorite number?
My favorite color
this.
Is red.
Okay.
And my favorite number? I don't know.
I don't know. I just, now I'm interested. Now I want to get to know you.
I don't know.
Numbers are important. There's some numbers that just sound good.
Mm-hmm.
Like 33 is my favorite. Yeah.
I actually don't like that number.
Well, you know what? I knew there was something we had to fight about. Eventually, we
didn't get
there.
Along too well.
It's too, like, 33, you know?
Well, Club 33.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's fine. You can still hate 33.
I'll still, now I change. Yeah. Now I like 33 now.
You're probably going to get a membership to Club 33 before I will ever get a
My
membership.
My dad knows someone who can get into Club
that
33.
That ticket guy.
It's the ticket guy. Oh, my gosh.
It is that ticket guy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. This has been the best.
This has been the best. Is
well,
there anything, any news thing? No?
No, it was a super light news week, honestly.
Okay. Meh.
Sometimes it happens. That's why I was like, thank goodness she's here, because we got nothing to talk
Chloe's
about
gonna
this
take
week.
Over the show.
I know, right? We'll just have her come on and rap and dance and you know.
Great.
Oh, here's a fun thing. Look what I can do with my shoulder.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
Oh, no.
You hear that?
I don't want to hear it. I'm about to take the headphones.
Here's a fun thing.
It's like, we have 2 minutes. What can I do? Pop my shoulder out of its socket.
Oh, my gosh.
And I can't flex my wrist.
You can't?
No, it goes, but it doesn't stay. Wait.
You said officially you the coolest dad ever all over the chat, way, so just know.
I can go this way.
And leave it?
No, I used to be able to grab my skin and, like, hold it, but, like...
Oh, my God. I can't.
She's not doing anything. She's just sticking her arm out. She's not doing anything, oh. Keaton. She's just sticking her arm out.
I'm so scared. Like, all of a sudden, she's going to be like, pop! And, like, oh, look at this cool thing! Oh, man. Well,
all right, well...
Where can we find you?
Yes, where can the people follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram at Chloe East. Yes, like the direction. And Twitter, Chloe East _. YouTube, Chloe East. Vlog channel on YouTube, Chloe East Vlogs. And Snapchat, Chloe East 11.
Dang.
There you go.
I feel I like I'm not doing anything down. With my life.
I know. I hope everyone's inspired by her. I'm sure you guys are. Everyone's just like, wow, now I got to go out and do stuff.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys can find me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. And this past weekend, even though I didn't go to VidCon like these guys, I did something very, very fun with the Practical Folks.
Yes.
I got to drink and watch Disney movies, and it was called Drunk Disney, and they do their own little show, and it's really, really fun, and it's very safe, so...
It's very safe.
But we watched Jungle Book, and that episode will be released soon, but you can go back, I think you can go on YouTube on Practical Folks Thing, and watch the live stream, and we played games, it's really a fun
They're
time.
They're fun people.
Yeah, so check that out. And, yeah.
And I'm Sarah Snitch. You can find me on YouTube at I'm Sarah Snitch or on Thingamavlogs, where we post Disney videos every weekday. Of course, also follow The Popcorn Talk on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network. Thank you guys so much for watching. Before we end, please thumbs up this video.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you again so much to Chloe for joining us. We hope you guys had fun.
Thank you for having me. This
Come
is
back
so cool. Oh my gosh.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
I'm going to go talk Hamilton now.
Okay. We'll go talk Hamilton for sure.
Oh, I was like, is this that?
I was like, yeah.
I was like, it's over.
Cue music.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.